wholeheartedly and heavily nature, which is actually pretty funny because Jeremy was talking about how he's watching What Ohio Me Is. Or the rock portion of the beats, and I am going to go to YouTube and think of a song. Oh dear Lord, what should I play?
What
should I do have one, but I keep forgetting it. I'm gonna actually play some Strons if that's all right. Jeremy thinks it's crap. I don't. I think it's actually really, really good. Anyway, so if you don't like techno, please tune out now because this is what the show is about now. So, let's see here. Is it loading? No. It is loading. Yeah, so this is FL-X Pursuit of Life. Schranz.
This was still my computer from when you were playing this yesterday.
Really?
Or Friday.
That's great. I think that's great. Okay. So here it is. Before time. And... Yeah. Well,
whoa.
Since the beginning of time? So, no, since humans were created.
Before time.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
What? Stupid Disney.
That one was a Universal production, actually.
Anyway, what I'm saying is that techno is probably one of the most basic forms, yet also one of the most beautiful forms of music. Although it doesn't require as much interaction to, say, singing or say, orchestra, I still think it should be a respected art form and people should start listening more techno. It's a different kind of talent.
It's a different kind of talent, but
it's more of like a musically trained ear than
it's
a musically trained fingers.
Most people that are, I think, quality technology artists, they, I mean, if they're actually quality, I would consider them more of a composer than a musician. Because what they do is, I mean, you have like a Finale, it's a program. There's several out there like it, but you know, like
studio.
I've had people in jazz bands that I've been in. They'll write music with it. I mean, so you can write the parts with it or put it in. You know, like Mad Tracker. You're going in theory. You're going in on the time signatures. You're going in on the notes, and you're building chords. You know, with the bass lines and rhythms. Perhaps maybe just because you are not playing the actual instrument, it doesn't matter. You have this music. You have written.
It's a different form of.
I mean, you have. I don't think hardstyle is as. I mean,
hardstyle is dance music. It's
yeah.
Basic.
I mean, it's just more of supposed to be the beat. But techno music, like I think you should play Underwater.
Underwater is great.
Play that next because I think this.
I'll play Muhanjala. I think you'd like that.
All right, but it's just more of. I think Underwater really.
Anyway, I'm going to...
Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to continue. Underwater really shows, you know, how it's real, it's actual music. It's composed. Just because it's computer or electric instruments does not mean that it's, I mean, not music. It's not being performed, but it's music that's been composed.
Yeah,
I would consider really good technology artists more of composers if they do it properly.
Exactly.
Rather than, and they're still musicians.
Yeah, and you know, on that note, I'm actually going to go to a song title which actually surprisingly relates to it. This is another song by FLX. It's called "Time Is Transitory."
Radio is proven to be better than eHarmony and...
For perfect compatibility.
Yeah, we can match you to
perfect... For perfect compatibility, go to Rockin' Beats Radio, also for your car insurance. We beat eHarmony, and what's the other one?
Online Booty Call?
Yeah, well, no.
that is a website, believe it or not.
eHarmony...
because I watch Sci-Fi Channel all the time.
Every
time. For
some
reason, they have the...
If you go... to eHarmony, or to eHarmony.com, you'll fail. It's like Match something.
No, it's Match.com, that's it.
Match.com.
Yeah.
Rockin' Beats is better than eHarmony and Match.com, also Gecko, but that's for something else, yeah. If you combine Match.com and eHarmony, we have been proven to find, we have better compatibility results and questions. We're just all around better because how we narrow down your people and your matches is by with five
with
simple
awesomeness.
Five
alligator pit with a ton of other people and the last two to get eaten are perfect for each other.
Nope. five easy steps. First, you upload how many the number of STDs you have. Second, you type a quick paragraph about yourself, and then third, you enter all these quirky facts about yourself. You know what you enjoy, what you don't enjoy. You know,
long walks
skiing,
on the beach, and getting eaten by alligators.
Hiking in the nude.
And believe it or not, people, that thunking you hear in the background is
being in the nude.
Oh wow. Believe it or not, that thunking you hear in the background is people joining our site. So, oh, that's another one. Times 10. Let's see.
All right.
175, 174. No.
Yeah, those are matches being made right now.
So that means twice as many of those people are happy now.
Twice as many of those plink plongs.
For each match. Though.
But anyway, fourth step.
For each match, you hear a sound.
Yeah.
And when you hear the blood splattering sound, that's, well, I have no idea.
Clones have gotten out of their cave.
Kieran, will you
kill them all?
Oh no! Ah!
What? Will you explain our fourth easy step?
Our fourth easy step is to go to our website and pay. Wait, no. I got this down. With six easy payments of $666 or your firstborn child.
Yes. And the fifth easy step is by, visiting is by getting your car insurance to rockandbeats.com. We'll match you up.
And the sixth
we are not subject to liability
to
lawsuits
to
or any of that crap.
And to accept some offers from our sponsors.
In other words, we'll pay you money to buy a car and
crash
it.
Also, you have to be fine with if your match does not speak your language.
Yeah.
And just arrive
mail,
in the country.
No, unfortunately, I do not support this. I am quitting. I do not support mail order wives.
Oh, this isn't mail order wives.
Oh. What is it then?
Never mind. That's going to get really terrible.
Mail order grooms.
No. I was going to say, but this is what eHarmony does, folks. eHarmony, they get a bunch of women and men, and they take them, you know, their firstborn child, and they raise them from the time of their birth.
The
in a place where
I'm
they don't where, no where they no this is eHarmony, this isn't rockandbeats.com, and so they don't teach them how to speak or communicate with anybody, and they keep them in cells, and then so what they do is they don't know their law or their legal rights in this country, so that we guarantee you that will not happen with rockandbeats.com.
Sometimes your imagination scares me.
You have no idea. True.
I want to play I Scare Myself by Thomas Dolby.
I would like to hear Underwater.
All right.
And not
Drew
Underwater
really
Sexomatic.
Like music, so I'm,
hang on,
I,
hang on.
I'm requesting
oh, if,
Underwater
wait, if,
as well.
Wait, if you...
Okay, so that was I Scare Myself by Thomas Dolby, which is probably one of the most funny things I've ever heard in my life. What? I'm playing. Anyway, Drew and Jeremy have decided to take a little break, and they're sitting on the couch right now. So I think I found Underwater. Unfortunately, I don't have my iPod with me, so I can't play the exact song, but I'm going to kind of shoot for it. I'm going to play it, and if it's not it, we'll just let play, and if it's horribly grotesquely violent, then we're not going to play it at all. But here is my attempt at finding Underwater. Okay, it's not it. Okay, I'm just going to play Mohan Jala by Deader Stott. Thank you. So, this song has a little bit of a backstory, and I know I'm horrible at telling stories, but stick with me for this one. So, one day, we decided it was pretty awesome to go hang out at Drew's house, then bike downtown, go get ice cream, and then go to a record store. So, I'm like, okay. And, you know, I listen to CDs and pirate music, or used to, or actually never used to. That's for the government right there. And so we went to the record store, which is Rockin' Robins, I know, but we went there just for the records. And Drew found, you know, like Michael Jackson and Pink Floyd, and he was all excited and like, yay, smiley. And I went to the House Records, and I found this really cool song by Blue Amazon called No Other Love, and I've had that record ever since, and I've been trying to track down tons and tons of old trance albums and house albums and stuff like that, and I've been getting into vinyl, and geez, I love it. It is such a fun format, you know, just laying that record on the displayer and, you know, just sitting there relaxing. Anyway, so after that, we went, got ice cream, and Drew ended up staying over at my house. Moral of the story is, vinyl is so much cooler than CDs. I don't care what you say, having an awesome record is better any day than having some sort of mixtape. So, without further ado, my finger is waving in the air, like I've got a point to say, here is There Is No Other Love by Blue Amazon. Okay.
It's cold fried chicken. It's disgusting. Oh, God.
Stop it, dude.
I should not have taken a second piece.
Stop it.
No, I told you you wouldn't like it. But
stop
I really like it. I like chicken. Yes, I do. I want to make me a big old bowl. Hell yeah. That's a song by Muxiki. You should play Cereal Time by Muxiki.
No, I don't like those guys.
Cereal in the morning time.
Makes those guys me are feel dumb.
Good and it makes me feel okay. Fine. I like cereal. Yes, I do. I'm going to make me a big old bowl. Hell yeah.
Wait.
Hey, wait. How you doing? How you feeling?
Ow. Big no-no.
Dude. Senator Obama, your supporters say you are different.
Wait, hang on. Drew, this is the comment I have. Drew, this is the comment I have for you. For that Muck Sticky song.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Doing it wrong.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were
you
even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
What is this from again?
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Why are you guys doing it wrong?
You're doing it wrong! Doing it wrong! I love Mouse. Anyway, so we're going to clean up here. I'm going to leave you with one more song. This is Genie by Airbase, and this is the Michael Splint versus Evan W. remix.
Oh, yeah. Right,
nice.
Come here. I'm watching this tonight.
Turn off the mic.
I'm going to play the Cataclysm cinematic intro. Just the audio clip, unfortunately. People can't see it on the radio. I wish you could, though. Because that would actually be pretty interesting to see what goes on in this office. Like all the raging dance parties that we have. Anyway, so here's the audio. I'll try not to play it too loud. And blast your ears out.
I'm going to
what? I had to
stop that for you guys. That was quite ridiculous. I didn't realize what Karen was playing until it was actually playing.
I'm coming out right now.
I think we're going to sign out now. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Goodbye!
And I'm still...